Could the police return peacefully? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. The protesters occupying that small neighborhood east of downtown Seattle are running into some practical considerations. With the local police precinct evacuated and protesters in charge of security, a representative of property owners in the area says some residents are moving out.
For example, in this building right here, 8 people moved out today. You're losing support.
A representative of local businesses said that delivery drivers are intimidated just by the sight of the barricades and won't enter, which could kill some small businesses.
We need to make it so that the community doesn't die.
And it was actually a member of the protest security detail who made this observation.
Many of the residents in this community are people of color. Almost all of the business owners in this community are people of color. I can only think of one business on this block that isn't owned by a person of color.
And as the meeting concluded, one of the protest leaders said this.
I want to remind you that we didn't ask the police to leave. We didn't ask the police to not service us. So we just would like a suggestion for that, please.
Could that be the compromise? That the police return to their precinct next to a street that now has Black Lives Matter painted in 16-foot letters while a peaceful protest continues next door? That would confound everybody. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.